Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Corbett.
Jehovah, cause he'll mold ya. I'm waking up these masses, better smell it like exposure. Society up and down, it's like a town of roller coasters. Bijola got his upload, download it to your folder. The purpose is to share it, don't care about no vultures. You know I'm from that Texas, where we ride around on pokers. My flow is so infectious, and I'm drowning out these jokers. No need to wear a necklace, I'm shining with my mind out. If you really trying to test this, you better come and find out. Bijola in your soda with Jehovah, that's for sure though. If you didn't know by now, by the end you gonna know though. Bijola, Jehovah, let me mix it in your soda. I'm flying in my spaceship, can you hear me zooming over? I'm here to show these people how to fight and it ain't over. This is greatness in the making, I invite you should come over. Bijola, Jehovah, let me mix it in your soda. I'm flying in my spaceship, can you hear me coming over? I'm here to show these people how to fight and it ain't over. This is greatness in the making, I invite you should come over.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, May the 8th. Friday, May the 8th of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sister, we have a very, very important topic. We are continuing with the introduction to the series entitled Be the Ark of the Covenant. Now, I was going to start that series today or tomorrow, but I'm going to switch it back. I'm going to move it back to Monday, the beginning of a new week, so that way we can squeeze it in starting on Monday. Plus, it gives me an opportunity. There was a few people who contacted me who are getting their funds together. They won't have the funds available, so we're going to move it back to allow more people to be able to join the conference call. So if you have not went to the website at masterteacher33.com and made the donation of $100 for the live audio or $150 for the live audio and the downloads, so that way you can listen to them, or $200 for the live audio and the downloads and a physical CD or USB. Let me say that again. $100, listen live. $150, listen live, and I will email you the electronic download. $200, listen live, and electronic download, and a physical CD or USB of your choice. Why do you need this series? Well, this is the fourth show that introducing what's going to be in the series. So we're talking about today exiting the cage. Maybe you're not aware of the hexagon, the hexagram, and the hexachord. Now, you are in two cages. This cage that you're in is a cage by the Cosmoglottor, the little g. He's the creative god who's manipulating the frequency of the creator god. That's cage number one. You got to get out. Cage number two is the cage of your own brain. That's the cage that I'm getting out. Now that I'm getting out of the cage, I want to help you get out of the cage. Now, brothers and sisters, the cage number two is really the hardest of the two. Cage number one consists of the hexagon, which is gon, again, mathematical. The hexagram, grammar, is linguistical. The hexachord, chord, C-H-O-R-D, musical. So you are in a cage that's based on math, music, and language. Not too much you can do about that other than pray to the Father and do what I told you to do in what the Father told me to do, which is what I told you to do, which is to activate your 12-strand DNA that allows you to live outside of time, space, and matter. Now, does it mean that you disappear? No. I'm talking metaphysics. I'm talking mental. I'm talking your mindset overrides your physicality. Let me say that again. What I'm talking about is walking in the spirit so you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. I'm talking about as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. I'm talking about greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm talking about when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no evil. I'm talking about I've been old, I was young, now I'm old, and I've never, ever, ever seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about maintaining a mental disposition that allows you to override your physical reality. That's the cage. Now, the question that should be burning in your brain, how do we get out? How do you get out of your mental cage? That's why you need to join me this Monday at 2 p.m. as I start this private audio series. Now, when I talk about the mental cage, brothers and sisters, the Ark of the Covenant, the word Ark means something that preserves, something that protects, and something that provides. The Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament, again, the word Ark has to do with something that provides, something that protects, something that preserves. The word covenant means cortex. Cortex is a part of the brain. So what we're talking about is how to be the Ark. You're not trying to build one. You're trying to be. You're trying to maintain a mental disposition. Now, right now, you're in a cage. What is your cage? Your environment. What is your environment? You tell me. Maybe you're in a cage from a relationship point of view. Maybe you're in a cage from a financial point of view. Maybe you're in a cage from a physical point of view. Maybe you are in a cage from a habit point of view. You got a drinking habit. You don't know how to quit. Alcohol runs you. You don't run it. So what is a cage? Well, according to Webster's Dictionary, a cage is an enclosure. Let me say that again. According to Webster's Dictionary, a cage is a denclosure or a enclosure. The word Eden, the Garden of Eden, Eden was a enclosure. So a cage, my brother, a cage, my sister, is something that keeps you in. In most cases, cages looks like a box made out of metal wire or a net. So that's why we live on the planet. The planet is a cage. The word planet means plan, P-L-A-N, net, E-N-T. So the world that we live in, somebody has a plan to put a net to capture light beings. That's what's going on in this world today. So when we overstand, and understand that we live in a cage, now we've got to look at how do we get out of this cage. And one of the most important things that you have to understand, my brothers and sisters, when we're talking about your mental cage, you have to understand the science of escaping your cage. Now, everybody is different, but the techniques, if you want to use that term, and I use that word very lightly, is the same. First of all, when we talk about a cage, regardless of the cage, everybody's cage is different. Everybody's cage has different parameters. Everybody's cage has different sizes. So the size, you ever go to the zoo and see the size of a cage? The cage for a parrot is totally different than a cage for an elephant. The elephant is bigger, so the elephant needs more room. So the size of the cage, you can put a parrot in a very small cage, but you need a larger cage to put an elephant in. So the size of your problem determines the size of your cage. Let me say it again. The size of your problem determines the size of your cage. One more time. The size of your problem, the duration of the problem, determines the size of your cage. It also determines the strength of your cage. Can I put an elephant in a straw cage? No, he walked right through it. The elephant's bars in his cage are a lot sturdier. So how long have you had your problem? Okay, you an alcoholic. Now, you've been drinking for a year. Okay, you're in a cage. But your cage is not as hard. It's not as big. It's not as sturdy as somebody who's been an alcoholic for 30 years. Now, my father was an alcoholic all his life. He's been 7 years sober. My father is 79, almost 80 years old. Do you know the size of the bars in his cage of living his entire life as an alcoholic? So after the show, I'm getting ready to see my dad. And, you know, one of the things that he always tell me, boy, is I don't even think he knows my name anymore. He just said, boy, I am still sober. I ain't touched no alcohol. He's going on 7 years now. And that's his most crowning. That's the thing he's the most proud of. He don't even much remember my childhood, the 2 or 3 months that I did live there. He don't even much remember it. So all these years I've been walking around pissed off and angry at my dad because I remember when I was a kid, I would see him in the grocery store, this little corner store called Love's, and he would walk right past me. He said, boy, all that time I was drunk. So I've been walking around in a cage of anger because my father neglected me, and he don't even much remember it. So I lived in a self-induced cage most of my adult life, angry and pissed off at my father for an event he can't even remember because he was in his own cage. People who put people in cages are in cages themselves. So I put my son, my daughters in cages because I was in a cage. The factors that determine the size and consistency of a cage physically also determines the size and consistency of a cage spiritually. So your mental cage, your spiritual cage, is something that is used to trap and to hold you in a confinement. Why? Why does the enemy want to trap you and hold you in confinement? Because he knows who you are. Now, if I have a lion in a cage, do you honestly think I'm going to use the same structure for a lion that I would for a chihuahua or a poodle? Now, y'all gotta, please, this is really important. If I have a poodle and I'm gonna put this poodle in a cage, and now I got a pit bull who's vicious. The pit bull has bitten people in the neighborhood. Am I gonna put that pit bull in the same cage that I would put a poodle? Let's go a step further. It's going to bless somebody. So I have a lion, a wild lion. Have you ever seen the size of a lion? I don't know. Every time I see a lion, the head of a lion, just his head, is like the size of most men. Lions, them things are like cars. Lions are huge. When you see them on TV, it doesn't do them justice. You have to go to the zoo and look at a lion. Even in the zoo, because they all, you know, broke down because they've been in cage so long. But a lion is a killing machine. So do you really think I'm going to put a killing machine in the same cage that I put a poodle? So the size of your cage that you are in, brother, is based upon your purpose. There are some men, I was talking to a good brother of mine, and man, he's been going through and going through and going through. He don't understand. Man, doc, I don't understand, man. It's like the devil's on me, man. This is going on. This is going on. Yeah. You in a cage. The devil knows who you are. You don't know who you are. So you are put inside of a cage, a enclosure, or a confinement based upon your purpose. The wire, the net, the iron bars that you are in is predetermined by your unseen purpose. So most people's, let's say, for example, finances. Everybody that talks about money. You are in a financial cage. There's this good sister I know, she's a life path 8. The 8 means that you are a money magnet. It means that you are born with executive ability to structure things in order that draw wealth. Money is the result of focusing on something, applying discipline to something, and having an orderly system that manifests something. Money is the result of focus, discipline, and order. In the book of Proverbs, it says that ruthless men retain wealth. I've never met somebody who has money that's not ruthless. You know why I don't have a lot of money? I'm not ruthless. I love everybody. People that got money, they don't have no problem telling you, excuse me, you know that $10 I gave you last week? I'm going to need that $10 back. Now me, I'm going to look at your situation, and I'm going to say, okay, man, they kind of struggling a little bit. So I'm going to give you a pass. I'm not going to ask you for the $10. Because why? I feel for you. And so my heart goes out. My compassion, my love goes out. And so I'm going to say, okay, I'm not going to ask him for my $10, even though I need it. But ruthless men retain wealth. So the enemy knows that, so he's going to keep you in a cage. He's going to make sure that your cage is different from mine. I'm not a threat to him financially, but maybe you are. So guess what? Your life going to suck. It's going to be harder for you to get money. Now, it's easy for me to get money because the enemy know I don't know what the hell to do with it. But what's hard for me when it comes to no matter how I try to help somebody, I always end up hurting people because the enemy knows he's going to put me in a cage because he knows that's my gift. And so you are in a spiritual cage or a trap. It's used to hold you in confinement so you can't express your purpose. So if you don't know what your purpose is, you don't know what cage you're in. If you are a financial manager, if you're a life path eight, your cage is financial. You will always have money problems. Why? You always manifest the opposite of your gift. So my gift was to uplift the spirits of humanity. What's the opposite of that? Tearing it down. So instead of inspiring people, I was charming people. And so I go up and down, I meet you and I talk to you. Instead of giving you some words of encouragement to uplift your spirit, I'm going to tell you something that's going to tear down your spirit. Because that's the opposite. That was my cage. Now we got to understand now, life is a cage. This world that we live in is a cage. But the thing that we need to address is the cage that we can address. The Father is coming to destroy this cage of math, music, and language. That's what the second coming of Yahushua is all about. Okay? The Father is taking care of the cage that Satan has prepared for you. But you got to take care of the cage that you prepared for you. So number one, you have to move in a certain radius. What does that mean? When you are in a cage, your ability to move is restricted. You can only move at a certain distance inside the cage. So you are limited to the cage. So the purpose is for you to understand that you can go this far but no farther. That is why it is so hard for people to understand that no matter how hard they try, they can only achieve a certain amount. Why? You are in a cage. I remember when I was in a financial cage, I could never get a job making more than $12 an hour. Man, I would apply for and I would never get hired for the jobs making more money. Why? I didn't have confidence. Now, I've been in a cage when it comes to my shows, my books. People been telling me all the time, hey, Doc, man, I listen to your show, dog. Man, you should be a worldwide name. I don't understand why more people don't know about you. Now, watch where I be at 30 days from now. Watch where I be at 6 months from now. Watch where I be at a year from now. Regardless of what goes on in the world. Why? I'm getting out of my cage. I'm exiting my cage that was self-imposed because I was playing small. I was staying within the limits of a self-imposed confinement. You're doing the same thing. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're probably saying the same thing to yourself that I said. I voluntarily dumbed myself down and put myself in an environment where I couldn't express, expose, and expand myself. So are you. Right now, you are in a mental cage of your own creation, and you are justifying your limitations. A cage limits your ability to move, brother. A cage limits your ability to move, sister. So for the last 10 years, I've been in a cage. But I blamed everybody else for my own cage. Them days are over with. I pray to God, brother and sister, that this message reaches somebody and that it stirs up that same fire that I have in my spirit. I pray to God that it stirs up the same fire in your spirit. Because right now as I speak, you are limited by your own mind as to how much money you can make. You are limited by your own mind as to the quality of the environment or relationship that you are in. You are limited by your own mind as to the amount of spiritual information that you can obtain. You are limited by your own mind as to the amount of physical fitness or you've been carrying this extra weight around. You know darn well that you shouldn't weigh as much as you do. But yet you've been carrying around that extra weight, making excuses. So you need to decide, I'm going to stop limiting myself. So the cage restricts your movement. You have to move outside of your cage. Now, you should be saying, Doc, man, that sounds good, man. I'm with you. How the hell am I going to do that? You see, my brothers and sisters, freedom that you are seeking have never been experienced. What does that mean? You know, it's easy to say make more money, but if you never made more money, how do you make more money? It's easy to say lose 30 pounds. If you've never weighed, let's say you've weighed 200 pounds all your life, you want to go down to 180. You've never weighed 180 in your adult life. And now you want to tell me, you're telling me, Doc, you're telling me to do something that I've never done. Guess what, brothers? Guess what, sister? In order for you to have something that you've never had, you got to do something that you've never done. Let me say that again. In order for you to have something that you've never, ever had, you got to do something that you've never, ever done. So you cannot solve a problem with the same mindset that created the problem. Let me understand. Let me understand. This is going to help somebody. Now, again, this is for people, this message is for people that's sick and tired of being sick and tired. Are you tired of being in the same financial box? Are you tired of being in the same relationship box? Are you tired of being in the same fitness box? Okay. Let's say you always go to the gym and you always walk at the gym. You always walk, 20 minutes on an incline one at a pace of 3 minutes. On the pace of three. You've been doing that, man, since you can remember. You might want to change that up a bit. You might want to put on like an incline five. You might want to do what I do. You know that muscle memory, the muscle plateaus? In other words, the muscle, your body remembers the most stressful point that you've ever placed it, and it prepares for that. Let me say that again. When I found this out 20-plus years ago, it changed my life in the area of fitness. So your body has what they call a set point, a max point. Your body, if you go to the gym and you bench press 200 pounds, that's the most you've ever done. Your muscles in your chest are prepared to only lift 200 pounds. So guess what happens if you lift more than 200 pounds? Your muscles go cuckoo because they're prepared for 200 and you lifting 225. Now the muscles like, oh, what do we do? Your muscles start scrambling to recruit more muscle fiber to handle the additional weight. Why? You're doing something you've never done. And your muscles now got to do something that they've never done. Let's say you always apply for jobs in customer service. And those jobs only pay X amount of dollars. And that's the only thing that you qualify for. So now you might want to go get some retraining in a whole other field. You might want to go into the oil field. Hey, the oil field makes pretty good money. Is it hard work? Absolutely. Maybe you should go into law enforcement. Maybe you should go into zoology. All I know is whatever you've been doing, that only in that field, it only pays $12 an hour. Get the hell out of that field. But you hold up, Doc. You don't understand, man. I've been doing that all my life. I'm qualified for this, man. I went to school for this. And you the one said that that is a cage. That field only pays you $12 an hour. Do something you've never done in order to get something that you've never had. You cannot solve a problem with the same mindset that created it. So if I'm in a relationship, whatever mindset that I had that got me in that relationship, I can't use it to get out. So I got to say, okay, what did I do to get into this relationship? Okay, let me do the opposite of that. So, okay, I dumbed myself down. Okay, I played safe. Okay, I became a yes man. Okay, I walked around and I never expressed myself. You know what? I became a nice guy and I never lived on my beliefs. You know, I wanted to, but for the sake of peace and harmony in my home, I decided to, you know, yes, dear. Oh, hell no. Them days are over with. So now you're a man, right? So you might want to get some backbone. You might want to say what you believe. If you believe that dishes should be done before you go to bed at night and the dishes have never been done and you don't say nothing because of the fact that you don't want to ruffle the relationship and you know that leaving the dishes out all night caused rodents to come into your house, but for the sake of the relationship, you know, the house is dirty, but, you know, you don't want to say nothing. You didn't mess them up. But you ain't going to say anything. Now, this goes on and on. It just gets underneath your skin and it keeps bothering you. But you stay in that cage. You don't say shiznit. And you allow that house to maintain or be dirty. And next thing you know, you got roaches running all over the place. And then you're more angry because you know you should have said, hey, kids, y'all need to clean it before anybody goes to bed. You know, how about we make a schedule, we put it on the refrigerator, and we put, you know, this is what I did in my house. I have five kids. Hey, guess what? Monday, Sade, you up. Tuesday, DJ, your turn. Wednesday, Sheree, you got it. Thursday, Shamora. Friday, Kendrick, and put it on rotation. And whoever turned, you mean to tell me, I mean, this is what I did. I walked in, dishes wasn't done. Whose turn was it? BJ, bam, you got dishes for the next month. Oh, you got a problem? Somebody got punched in the throat. But because of, you know, I want to maintain a relationship, then we dumb ourselves down and we play safe. You can never have an environment of growth unless you create it. Do you know that a tree cannot pull itself up and move? Let me ask you a question. So wherever you plant a tree, that's where it must grow. So you plant it in your city, in your state, and there's no jobs in your city and your state. And you, how long you been there again? How long you been looking for jobs? Let me make sure that we're on the same page. So you mean to tell me, let's say you live in Los Angeles, California, ain't no jobs there for your career field. Let's say you went to school for, you're a psychologist. There's no jobs in L.A. for psychologists, but they hiring for psychologists like crazy in Michigan. How about you pack up your shiznits and move to Michigan? And you can get a job paying $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year while you over there struggling in L.A. But you never think outside of the box. In order for you to have something that you never had, you got to do something that you never done. That's what I'm doing. How about somebody join me? Because in order for us to create a revolution, we got to have revolutionary thinking. You know the revolution is not being televised. I don't know if you guys know that. But you won't find the revolution on TV. So the science of escaping your cage is to, you got to do something that you've never done. You can't have the same mindset. You cannot solve a problem with the same mind that created the problem. You got to change your mental disposition. How do you do that? Change your perception. You ever notice that when you're driving, you're looking forward? Anybody drive while looking back? You know what happens when you, if you drive, your car is moving forward and you're looking back, you're going to run into something. That's how many of us live our lives. You see, my brother and sister, you have to get outside of the box. Because, again, the box represents the limitations that you have established. Now you got to destroy those boxes. Is it going to be difficult? Yes. Is it going to be hard? Yes. Your old man is going to fight you tooth and nail because it does not want to change. So in this upcoming series, as I bring today's message to a close, starting on Monday, I need everybody to email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. The email address again is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. In this series, How to Be the Ark, I am going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the Ark of the Covenant has two gold cherubs. These two golden cherubs fired an electrical current between each other. Anybody that touched the Ark that wasn't a Levite priest in a priestly garment that had the 12 stones on their chest that was a conductor of electricity, they died because they did not have the jewels on their chest to conduct electricity. Now, the same thing for the physical Ark of the Covenant must take place for the spiritual Ark. We're going to break that down starting on Monday. Again, please email me so I can send you more information. That email address, again, is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Another thing that we're going to discuss during that series, we're going to go deeper into the science of escaping your mental box. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. I want to thank everybody for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn want something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Huh? Cause you're still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.